bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 36th chapter of Exodus. We read excerpts. All the craftsmen said to Moses, "The people bring much more than enough for doing the work that the Lord has commanded us to do." So Moses gave command, and word was proclaimed throughout the camp, "Let no man or woman do anything more for the contribution for the sanctuary." So the people were restrained from bringing, for the material they had was sufficient to do all the work and more. Although she didn't coin the expression, I can still hear my grandmother saying, "The only difference between men and boys is the price of their toys." Grandma was right. At least the Porsche car company is hoping she was right. You see, Porsche has designed a car which tops out at 199 miles per hour and gets 78 miles per gallon. Now, before you go out and order one, you should know the price of this new super vehicle is $845,000. $845,000. That's a lot of money. You know, when I was a parish pastor, every once in a while somebody would suggest the church should sell all it has and give the cash to the poor. Well, today it's my turn. To all of you who just decided that you were going to run right out and buy one or two of these new Porsche vehicles, might I suggest you stop and maybe give that money to the poor, or your church, or Lutheran Hour Ministries? And for those of you who laugh at the idea of dropping $845,000 for a car, well, I'd encourage you to do what you can. In the Old Testament, when the tabernacle was being built, people gave what they could, and there was more than enough for the task. In the Gospels, when Jesus saw the widow put her two very valuable mites into the temple offering trumpets, he praised her selfless action. In the epistles, Paul commends the Philippians who gave what they could and more than they actually were able. The truth is, large gift or small, God can use the grateful donations which his people present in thanksgiving to the Savior who gave his life for their redemption. Of course, you knew that already. But I just wanted to remind the folks who are looking to buy one of those Porsche supercars. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, when it came to winning my salvation, you held nothing back. Now may we, in appreciation for your suffering, death, and resurrection, respond as we are able and the Holy Spirit moves. In your name, amen.